The upscale supermarket chain Whole Foods is known for many things: organic produce, specialty groceries, bright displays, and also high prices, which explains why the store is teasingly referred to by some as Whole Paycheck. This week, the company announced plans to start a new chain of stores with lower prices. Whole Foods hopes to attract more millennials who are looking for value. NPR's Sam Sanders spoke to some shoppers, asking them questions like this.
So what'd you buy today?
Today I got a smoothie for lunch.
Skylar Bowman spoke to me outside of a Whole Foods in West Los Angeles. She was there to get a pretty intense smoothie.
Kale, flaxseed, almond milk, spinach, and then was there honey in it? I think there's honey in it, yeah.
Bowman is the exact type of customer Whole Foods is trying to reach with this spinoff. She's 22 and on a budget. Bowman's putting herself through college. Like lots of customers I talk to, Bowman buys staples at cheaper stores. She gets about half of her food elsewhere. This new offshoot might mean that more of her money ends up with some type of Whole Foods. This new chain will be geared towards millennial shoppers, but will also appeal to anyone looking for, quote, high-quality food at great prices. Bowman says she doesn't want this new store to change too much.
I love the community. I love the energy, the people who work at Whole Foods, so I hope that transitions.
Elise Roberts, who's 32, says she actually hopes this new chain gets rid of a certain vibe.
The snotty attitude of the other customers.
So maybe this new one has less attitude?
Hopefully.
Some people do think they're snotty, but maybe Whole Foods doesn't want those type of customers in the Whole Foods.
Anthony Duke is a marketing professor at the University of Southern California. He says this new brand could counter that Whole Foods stereotype and work as a filter for different types of customers. But Duke says the challenge will be doing it in a way that doesn't just make all the current Whole Foods shoppers jump ship for the cheaper offshoot. Duke says one brand did this kind of thing just right.
Toyota, with the Scion brand.
Scion is Toyota's car line, built for young people with less money to spend. Duke says Scion helped shake Toyota's baby boomer image without taking away core Toyota customers.
It's actually ugly to the people who buy a conventional Toyota, and that was a way that they could reach this new market without cannibalizing their existing one, because people who bought a Toyota wouldn't be caught dead driving a Scion.
Whole Foods hasn't named this new chain yet, but customer Charlie Shalafke had an idea.
If you had to pick a name for this new Whole Foods thing, what would you call it?
Half Foods?
No.
Skylar Bowman, who had that smoothie, she had another name for the new store.
Wholer Foods? I don't know.
I'd call it Half Paycheck. Sam Sanders, NPR News.